This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders earned a decisive victory in the Nevada caucuses. Campaigning in Texas, Sanders told supporters his campaign got support from all kinds of Americans.
In Nevada, we have just put together a multi-generational, multi-racial coalition, which is going to not only win in Nevada, it's going to sweep this country.
Former Vice President Joe Biden finished second in the vote.
You all did it for me. Now we're going on to South Carolina and win, and then we're going to take this back.
The victory, while encouraging for Sanders supporters, only deepens concern among establishment-minded Democratic leaders who fear that the self-described Democratic socialist is too extreme to defeat President Trump. A UN report says Afghanistan passed a grim milestone with more than 100,000 civilians killed or hurt in the last 10 years. The report by the UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan comes as a week-long reduction of violence agreement between the U.S. and Taliban takes effect. The group's human rights chief, Fiona Fraser, said the UN welcomes any effort that will reduce the number of deaths and injuries in Afghanistan.
As the UN, we welcome any effort to reduce violence that may also then reduce civilian casualties. What we want to see here in Afghanistan is an end to the fighting and zero casualties.
The reduction of violence paves the way for the signing of a peace accord by the end of the month. The highway that links the Syrian capital with the northern city of Aleppo is open for public use for the first time in nearly 8 years. From Washington, this is VOA News. Authorities say a magnitude 5.7 earthquake in northwestern Iran on Sunday killed at least 8 people in neighboring Turkey and injured dozens more on both sides of the border. South Korean President Moon Jae-in is urging officials to take unprecedented powerful measures to contain the coronavirus outbreak. South Korea's prime minister says the coronavirus in the country has entered a more grave stage as 123 new cases of the disease were reported Sunday. China says it has nearly 650 new cases today. Meanwhile, Japan is confirming that a woman who tested negative and disembarked from the coronavirus-stricken Diamond Princess cruise ship later tested positive, raising questions about the effectiveness of the quarantine measures. She was the first passenger from the ship to have tested positive in Japan after having been cleared to disembark. Officials in Iran haven't announced the full results from parliamentary elections 2 days ago, but on Sunday, the country's supreme leader accused enemy propaganda of trying to dissuade people from voting by amplifying the threat of the coronavirus. Authorities have also not said how many Iranians voted in the polls. A low turnout could signal widespread dissatisfaction with Iran's clerical rulers. South Sudan opened a new chapter in its fragile emergence from civil war this weekend as rival leaders formed a coalition government. A day after President Salva Kiir dissolved the previous government, opposition leader Riek Machar was sworn in as his deputy, an arrangement that twice collapsed in fighting during the conflict that killed nearly 400,000 people. Kiir says the country can now move forward.
It will be our responsibility to restore people's lives and to inspire them once again to believe in the Republic of South Sudan.
The world's youngest nation slid into civil war in 2013 as supporters of Kiir and Machar clashed. In Australia, a memorial service for the 25 people killed during the recent bushfires in New South Wales took place in Sydney on Sunday. The event brought together fire service personnel and members of the public to honor the lives that were lost. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison paid tribute to the victims.
25 lives have been taken by this bushfire season. Each one of those is a story of grief, of profound loss, and great sadness, of lives cut short, and of families being changed forever.
The memorial service highlighted the contribution of firefighters from Australia, as well as the United States, Canada, and New Zealand. For more on today's news, go to voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.